First Chronicles, Chapter 12. The following are those who came to David at Ziklag, while he could not move about freely because of Saul, son of Kish. They were among the mighty warriors who helped him in war. They were archers, and could shoot arrows and sling stones with either the right hand or the left. They were Benjaminites, Saul's kindred. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, both sons of Shemaah of Gibeah, also Jeziel and Pedet, sons of Azmaveth, Berekah, Jehu of Anathoth, Ishmaiah of Gibeon, a warrior among the 30, and a leader over the 30, Jeremiah, Jehaziel, Johanan, Jozabad of Gederah, Eluzai, Jeremoth, Bealiah, Shemariah, Shephatiah, the Harufite, Elkinah, Ishiah, Azarel, Joizer, and Jeshobeam, the Korahites, and Joelah and Zebediah, sons of Jeroham of Gedor. From the Gadites there went over to David at the stronghold in the wilderness mighty and experienced warriors, experts with shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and who were swift as gazelles on the mountains. Azer the chief, Obadiah second, Eliab third, Mishmanah fourth, Jeremiah fifth, Attai sixth, Eliel seventh, Johanan eighth, Elzabad ninth, Jeremiah tenth, Machbenai 11th. These Gadites were officers of the army, the least equal to 100 and the greatest to 1,000. These are the men who crossed the Jordan in the first month, when it was overflowing all its banks, and put to flight all those in the valley to the east and to the west. Some Benjaminites and Judahites came to the stronghold to David. David went out to meet them and said to them, "If you have come to me in friendship to help me, then my heart will be knit to you. But if you have come to betray me to my adversaries, though my hands have done no wrong, then may the God of our ancestors see and give judgment." Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the 30, and he said, "We are yours, O David, and with you, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to the one who helps you, for your God is the one who helps you." Then David received them and made them officers of his troops. Some of the Manassites deserted to David when he came with the Philistines for the battle against Saul. Yet he did not help them, for the rulers of the Philistines took counsel and sent him away, saying, "He will desert to his master Saul at the cost of our heads." As he went to Ziklag, these Manassites deserted to him: Adnah, Jozabad, Jediel, Michael, Jozabad, Elihu, and Zilethai, chiefs of the thousands in Manasseh. They helped David against the band of raiders, for they were all warriors and commanders in the army. Indeed, from day to day people kept coming to David to help him, until there was a great army, like an army of God. These are the numbers of the divisions of the armed troops who came to David in Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul over to him, according to the word of the Lord. The people of Judah, bearing shield and spear, numbered 6,800 armed troops. Of the Simeonites, mighty warriors, 7,100. Of the Levites, 4,600. Jehoiada, leader of the house of Aaron, and with him 3,700. Zadok, a young warrior, and 22 commanders from his own ancestral house. Of the Benjaminites, the kindred of Saul, 3,000, of whom the majority had continued to keep their allegiance to the house of Saul. Of the Ephraimites, 20,800, mighty warriors, notables in their ancestral houses. Of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, who were expressly named to come and make David king. Of Issachar, those who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, 200 chiefs, and all their kindred under their command. Of Zebulun, 50,000 seasoned troops equipped for battle with all the weapons of war to help David with singleness of purpose. Of Naphtali, 1,000 commanders, with whom there were 37,000 armed with shield and spear. Of the Danites, 28,600 equipped for battle. Of Asher, 40,000 seasoned troops ready for battle. Of the Reubenites and Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh from beyond the Jordan, 120,000 armed with all the weapons of war. All these warriors arrayed in battle order came to Hebron with full intent to make David king over all Israel. Likewise all the rest of Israel were of a single mind to make David king. They were there with David for 3 days, eating and drinking, for their kindred had provided for them. And also their neighbors, from as far away as Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, came bringing food on donkeys, camels, mules, and oxen, abundant provisions of meal, cakes of figs, clusters of raisins, wine, oil, oxen, and sheep, for there was joy in Israel. 1 Chronicles chapter 13. David consulted with the commanders of the thousands and of the hundreds, with every leader. David said to the whole assembly of Israel, If it seems good to you, and if it is the will of the Lord our God, let us send abroad to our kindred who remain in all the land of Israel, including the priests and Levites in the cities that have pasture lands, that they may come together to us. Then let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we did not turn to it in the days of Saul. The whole assembly agreed to do so, for the thing pleased all the people. So David assembled all Israel from the Shihor of Egypt to Libo Hamath to bring the ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. And David and all Israel went up to Baalah, that is, to Kiriath Jearim, which belongs to Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God, the Lord, who is enthroned on the cherubim, which is called by his name. They carried the ark of God on a new cart from the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio were driving the cart. David and all Israel were dancing before God with all their might, with song and lyres and harps and tambourines and cymbals and trumpets. When they came to the threshing floor of Kidon, Uzzah put out his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen shook it. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah. He struck him down because he put out his hand to the ark, and he died there before God. David was angry because the Lord had burst out against Uzzah, so that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of God that day. He said, How can I bring the ark of God into my care? So David did not take the ark into his care into the city of David. He took it instead to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of God remained with the house of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the household of Obed-Edom and all that he had. 1 Chronicles chapter 14. King Hiram of Tyre sent messengers to David, along with cedar logs and masons and carpenters, to build a house for him. David then perceived that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that his kingdom was highly exalted for the sake of his people Israel. David took more wives in Jerusalem, and David became the father of more sons and daughters. These are the names of the children whom he had in Jerusalem: Shammuah, Shobab, and Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, and Elpelet, Noga, Nepheg, and Japhiah, Elishama, Beelida, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up in search of David, and David heard of it and went out against them. Now the Philistines had come and made a raid in the valley of Rephaim. David inquired of God, Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand? The Lord said to him, Go up, and I will give them into your hand. So he went up to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. David said, God has burst out against my enemies by my hand like a bursting flood. Therefore that place is called Baal Perazim. They abandoned their gods there, and at David's command they were burned. Once again the Philistines made a raid in the valley. When David again inquired of God, God said to him, You shall not go up after them. Go around and come on them opposite the balsam trees. When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then go out to battle, for God has gone out before you to strike down the army of the Philistines. David did as God had commanded him, and they struck down the Philistine army from Gibeon to Gezer. The fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him on all nations.